DJW, KN4, BWA.
And everything maybe a year ago. Is that, well, I mean,
It wasn't leaking then, so I'll have to check it out, I guess.
Who is just crawl up under there on the passenger side, right in front of the axle, and look straight up at the engine on the side. You'll see a little tube that has nothing attached to it. And see if it's real oily around it where diesel fuel's been running out. And that's where the truck will be marking its spot. If that's the case, then make sure it's closed for starters, because they will vibrate open. And then if not, then it's just the O-ring inside, internal, that's gone bad.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that, but I saw it dripping one day. I was pumping fuel, and I walked back out, and I was like, well, I wasn't running my air, and it was dripping right off of the, right in front of the oil pan. There's that little, I don't know, piece of metal trim or something, so maybe it's running down from there and dripping off of that.
Just look at it. If so, it's a fairly easy fix. If you've already put one on, you know how it goes. So I'll say 7.3s and let you get to it. I know you're busy. Be careful out there, Shane. KO4HKX, and I'll be talking to Steve.
And, but still send me that guy's name and number, if you will. I'm sure I'll need it in the future. But, thanks, and I'll check that. Maybe it just vibrated open. Go ahead, Steve. N4ZLK, 7.3.
Hey, Shane, be careful. Don't run over anybody. Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, that sounded like a nice bunch of folks last night. I think I'm going to enjoy that, Ned.
Meeting they had last week, I believe it was, last Wednesday. And I met most of them, and they seem like pretty good people, just like the rest of us. Just getting into the hobby, a lot of them are. You know, there's a lot of new operators over there. And they're all learning just like we had to.
Put me back in that bunch with the ones that are learning, because I've pretty much got HF under control. Pretty much got, UHF, VHF under control. But, I've even got FT8 under control somewhat. But I'm just now getting into this echo leak, and it looks like that's going to be pretty interesting as far as getting it set up.
I mean, a whole lot to get it set up that I remember. I've had mine, I don't know, 6-8 months now, and I don't remember it being too difficult. But at that same time, I was playing with DMR, which is just, if you're not careful, you can't wrap your mind around it.
See, I'm starting at an absolute zero point with EchoLink, because I know absolutely nothing about it. I got my authorization last night, and I got the W4NYK repeater put in it, but I haven't put the nodes in yet, so I got to do that, and hopefully that's about the last thing I need to do, is it?
You're putting in.
They told me to put in, they sent me an email back that said I needed to do this, this, and this. So I've got, I think, 2 out of 3 done. So I still got a little bit of setup to do.
I'm not putting any nodes in mine. I just set up the repeater, and that's really all I use mine for, is our local repeater, the 610.
Well, I've got that done, and I've got the transmit key to where it'll activate. But I turned my 991 on last night and pressed the key and gave a call sign and had it set up with the 610 repeater, but it did not come through. So there's something else I need to put in there before I can get going.
Now I look at it, so I'm not sure how to help you on that one without actually having it in front of me.
Hey, I'm one of those people, too. I couldn't tell you how to scratch my left ear without trying it out on my left first.
Somebody that can help you.
About 10 or 12 that just jump at the chance to help me. And they are pretty smart. But there again, it's what you know. And they've got experience with it. So, anyhow, that's my story, and I'm still going.
He is going pretty good. I'm actually finished with Tuesday's route, but what I did run yesterday, I'm going to try to catch some of it. Day other than working on EchoLink.
Got my authorization last night about 10 o'clock, and by 10:30, my eyelids just fell shut, so I went on to bed. And I've been working pretty much all day today, except for lunch. I had lunch with the guys I went to high school with. And now I'm going over to Duncan and do a state certification on an A-train over there. And then I'm going to head back for the barn and take it easy, play with my EchoLink.
Like Shane was saying, you got to give it a pause and make sure it hooks up. But you can go to messaging and see if you are logged in on it. It will tell you who all is logged in there on the EchoLink on the repeater.
Another facet of it that I don't know yet, and I'll just have to go and check that out. So, anyhow, it's a learning curve, and I have just stepped on the base.
I actually got my radio set up for the FT8 and all that this past weekend.
Right, Bubba. That's good. That's good. Well, listen, I loaded some software, and it completely fouled all my settings on my radio. Would you mind if I called you tonight and you've got a 991 AM? Would you mind if I gave you a call and let you walk me through duplicating the settings again? That'd be a whole lot easier for me.
But I do have an online meeting I have to attend tonight, so I'll have to find out what time for sure it is. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Oh, we don't have to do it immediately. We can do it tomorrow night.
Either way.
One nice thing about being retired or a retread, nothing has to happen immediately.
In most cases, it doesn't have to happen immediately anyway. People just tend to put that urgency on it because they can't wait anymore.
I'll tell you something else, too. I have adopted a little saying. Just because you have participated in a lack of preparation does not constitute an emergency on my part.
I've been practicing that one for years.
I try to accommodate folks, especially my customers. But here in the last year, hey, your lack of preparation does not constitute an emergency on my part. We do the best we can. Otherwise, find somebody else.
I'll agree, but hey, I'm going to have to get off here. I'm pulling into my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3. And I'll let you know what time that meeting is tonight. KO4HX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Fantastic, bud. Just hit me with a text and let me know, and I will talk to you again soon. KO4HKX, have a good one. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
WA, this is KO4ULP, radio check.
KO4ULP, KN4VWA, you're sounding good there, Alexander. You must have that antenna working pretty good.
On my new HT that I got, when I went into frequency mode, I couldn't figure out how to set the offset, and it figured out I didn't turn it on, and I'm glad now I actually figured out how to work the offset on this thing.
The proper way for you to do that would be to get into the paperwork, read the instructions, learn how to program that thing the hard way, and then you know it inside and out and upside down. But when you get to my level, you go and get the RT Systems programming software, and you do it through a little laptop, and you cheat. Oh, goodness. Another advantage of being an old retired geezer.
Programming this radio through a Chirp with K2RCL, and that works out good. The only problem with the instruction manual that this radio came with is it doesn't really tell you how to do stuff very well.
Thank you. know what you mean. Now, that's not a Baofeng. What is it?
Necessarily a known company. The company is called Tenway.
Okay. I would almost bet you a dollar to a donut that if you go over, is it listed in the, is it listed in the Chirp software?
Tenway is listed to the Chirp software, but the model that I have was not. So we had to find another company that makes the exact same radio and use their company to program this radio.
That is exactly where I was just going to go. A lot of those Chinese radios are pretty much clones of each other. And which software worked for it? Was it a Baofeng software?
Like a Kidway radio or something?
Any of them out there, I'm not familiar with that one. But, yeah, I tell you what, that is so much easier using Chirp or some programming software that it is well worth the effort. Now, did you go ahead and download a copy of the Chirp from somewhere?
Not necessarily. We had Russell come over and he programmed it up. And when we went to Cleveland, Tennessee, I was going to try to put all the local repeaters Chirp, and for some reason it wasn't connecting. I don't know. Russell programmed it with a different computer other than an Apple. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, you certainly sound pretty good on the one that you're on right now. Now, you're moving around a little bit, aren't you?
Sorry right now, but I have to sign off your sheet. So it was nice talking with you. 73's KO4, ULP, and I'll be clear after your final.
Roger, roger, bud. KO4, ULP, K4, VWA. I'm clear. You have a good one, bud. Somebody trying to chip in on an Echo Link. Go ahead. That K and 4 VWA mobile.